Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm a poor person, you know, I'm, only thing I got, my name is, I own a little Commonwealth home, but that's no big deal, just like a lot of people. I'm not really famous, I just, YouTube, I'm trying to be famous with my music, but I attracted some crazy, insane people to me in my neighborhood. And I didn't know how to deal with it because I don't deal with crazy people or criminals or drug addicts or crack addicts or closed-minded people or racists or, you know, or homophobes or, you know, narcissists. You know, people are dangerous. Anyway, I called the police numerous times about it because I didn't know how to deal with people with mental health issues in my neighborhood. They kept coming to my condo saying that they followed me around the car. I mean, they did follow me around the car. They were outside saying that they were a caseworker or whatever, and I don't have no caseworker. I mean, that's crazy. They're making up stories or they're doing something illegal because caseworkers or people who work in mental health cannot get involved with somebody without them knowing. They have to be involved directly, like with the police. And I just got a call. They said for me to, you know, just careful about what calling and some. But my stance is, yes, I'm going to follow the laws because I try to be a law-abiding citizen. But I have a good reason. I mean, if I'm dealing with some insane person who's calling and following me around everywhere I go, who don't, and somebody who's outside saying they're looking at my home, saying crazy things, and strangers who don't know how to mind their business, I have a good reason. But I was told that to go to get a restraining order. Sure, I look at my computer, I have 6-7 restraining orders from these people. These I have told the police department, I have filed numerous criminal reports. And the last agenda is I was told I have to sell my home. And I know that's what they want. But I'm living in a home and I do not know somebody. So if I don't know somebody and they come around and thinking that they make assessments on me and stuff and saying racist things or religious zealots or somebody with a problem who don't know how to mind a business, because somebody who don't know how to mind a business got a mental problem. I don't know what to do. You know, I can't just ignore it if they keep coming around, these African-American strangers, hoodlums, or white or Latin or whatever they're from. They say they're from Buffalo or, you know, this is what I'm going to say about Buffalo. I don't know nobody from Buffalo. That's my hometown. I don't have no connection to anybody from Buffalo. They shouldn't be out here coming near me unless I talk to them directly. But they're not. But if they are, they got to be crazy, sick in the head. But it has to do with neighbors. It has to do with, you know, Symphony of Center, or definitely from the people who lived on Bose 20 years ago. I have this African-American woman who's interested in me, and I have no interest. She's been saying the same thing, that I should be with a woman or whatever. And, you know, homophobia is bad because I've always been gay, and I'm going to be gay for the rest of eternity. And being homophobic is not a good thing. You know, if I say I'm gay, I've been gay. I was gay 20 years ago. I was gay 40 years ago. I don't like to be so open because, but I am, because I don't want to be inhibited, because talk about being gay is very normal now with celebrities, but I don't consider myself a celebrity, but people may say, you know, I need to stop. And of course I need to stop that, but I can't go in the closet and be something that I'm not. I have people in my environment who think something's wrong with me mentally and stuff like that, and perhaps the police because of the calls, but it's not intended. I'm just trying to keep safe. As I said before, I was telling to my real estate agent about moving, you know, just moving to find a place so I don't have no crazy person around me. Again, I'm going to mention again, if I have somebody from Buffalo, New York, like a relative or somebody who I lived on Earl Street or wherever, they should not be out here because I haven't seen them in years. Several decades, they're a stranger. There's no connection. Of course, I might go back there to visit my mom because I only have connection to my mom and dad. But the crazy people from the San Fernando Center, which they are, where I used to work, they should not be talking to me thinking I'm going to be a manager or worried about where I go or where I work. And then I got these other people talking about me, saying I'm a genius or whatever. It's none of their damn business. Okay? They need, you know, so I'm not going to call the special operation, but I have to call dispatch when I feel in danger. Because there, these people do not have the capacity to respect boundaries, so they need to go to a police department, get locked up or get on lock facility or something, because they can't mind their business. And it doesn't deter me because I tell the truth. I have no mental health issue that require medication or hospitalization. I just do my own thing, and I have people who don't know how to mind their business because of their mental health. You got to be sick in the head. If you're coming up to me and saying, I need to go to Jesus, or my life is a sin, or saying I should be working, or well, you got to be sick in the head. You don't tell that to adults and strangers. You respect boundaries of other people, adults especially, because adults are in control of their lives. I don't tell people what to do in their home or outside next door to me or who I don't know. Unless that's the kind of people I attract. They need the police to get involved, and they will eventually. But for me, I have to be careful so I don't cross the line, you know, because annoyance or whatever. I don't want to annoy anybody, annoying the police or whatever, because I have to protect myself. And I'm under tier, but I will follow laws. You know, there's boundaries that have to be respected for everybody. You can't tell somebody what to do in my, you know, you can't, you know, these people are trying to tell me what to do in my home that I own or tell me what to do. Where to go, what to do. They're not in control of my life. You know, it's the homeless people, and it's people who are on crack, drugs. They got criminal records. They don't know the difference between right or wrong. They look at my skin color and think they can, you know, racism is not right. You know, racial profile is not right. I had somebody who said I should live in South Central. I never live in South Central. What he's trying to say is segregation is illegal. You can't be no white supremacist in the society. You can't tell an adult where to work or where to go in their life unless you're insane or something wrong with you. And these people were following me around to press my buttons. It's not going to work with their agenda to drive me crazy. They are sick in the head. Driving me around in the car, following me around, that is the absolute truth. That's why I have 6 or 7 restraining orders. You got to be sick in the head 20 years coming over here, following me around the car, wherever you're from. You're from Buffalo, wherever you're from. I know they're from both. Saying that I should hang out with my own people, that's racism. Okay? You got to be sick in the head, following me around the car, and you don't know me or talk to me. You're sick in the head. Because stalking is not normal. I told somebody, most people don't deal with that on a daily basis. Well, very big pop stars deal with that. They deal with crazy people like that. But I'm not a very big pop star. I'm just, I'm in the business, but I'm aspiring. But I don't know why I attract this trash or this person with, they got psychosis or criminals to me. It's important for me to, that's why I talk about that it probably has to do with the fame or thing being on the computer, you know, because that is fame. I'm not a very big famous person, but I hope to. But that's no excuse to come around or to follow me or to say crazy things at me. As I said before, these are, you know, these are, that's not alleged. They did follow me around the car. But what is alleged is the trespassing and voyeurism. That's illegal. And I can't call the police until I have proof. It's just that I called the police because I saw them in a vehicle following me around the car, and I didn't understand why. Following somebody around or saying things like, oh, you better work, or saying lies like, I don't own my home. You know, I don't deal with mentally ill people, okay? You know, I told you I don't deal with low functioning people. I don't. That's why I'm not in psychology no more. I can't deal with somebody who has a psychosis and has trouble dealing with people. Also, it's true that, you know, in the mental health population, there's some who are dangerous. It's just a fact of life. No matter where you go, well, most people with diagnosis are not dangerous, but other few are, and these people are. It's just a fact of life. I know they've been in jail. I know they have trouble with the law. They don't have a place to live, or they live in next door and they don't know how to stop talking at me or try to press my buttons, even though I don't know them. If you're trying to press a stranger's button, somebody you don't know, then you got to be crazy. But regardless, try to be careful when I call the police, because I don't want to be seen as some crazy person. I think they may think that way, but it's a good reason. I'm dealing with somebody with severe illness who keeps coming around over. And it's true what I said on those podcasts before about they coming around, you know, because I've been here 20 years. They coming around 20 years ago and still coming around. It's true. They live in a neighborhood and can't move on with their lives. They are severely sick. I will admit that when I say these things, people question my health or question whether it's true. It is true. 99% of the population don't deal with that. And I heard them saying they're from Sacramento or Pasadena out their mouths, or they come from wherever they come from or whatever. Then what are they doing coming over here? I'm far away from that. What are they doing coming over here? Or Palmdale? Won't they stay? They should not be coming over here. I don't know nobody from Palmdale. I don't know nobody from Pasadena, and I don't know nobody from Sacramento. They should not be coming over here. And then they mentioned somebody from San Bernardino. I never been to San Bernardino, and I never will be in San Bernardino, because I didn't come out to L.A. to live in San Bernardino. I came out to L.A. to be an aspiring artist. I want to make it in the entertainment industry, and it's in Hollywood, L.A. San Bernardino is not a place to go to make it in Hollywood. Where are these type of people coming from? Some said they were from South L.A. I never been there. I never will. I don't have no interest in going to South L.A. I know what's going down there. I know the area, and that is in some parts of South L.A. is not safe, but it's not safe in some parts of where I lived either. So I try to be careful because I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't want to make two calls, but I have to make calls when it's necessary. I have to be safe. You see, when I talked about yesterday with, you know, the Las Vegas, those shootings, the kid who shot up the mass shooting, you remember, you know, at the University of Nevada, it was 3 days ago. And, you know, they have people, those people are dangerous. And one of the things, that's why I said that one of the things that I realized is that, you know, we have to be careful. They have some sick people in this society. All these mass shootings, and then, of course, you know, they had the 2017, that mass shooting when the guy was shooting at a bunch of people out there at the concert, and then they had someone just went to jail for life, you know, Michigan for a mass shooting. I'm just looking at it now. You know, it was talk about he killed 3 University of Las Vegas faculty members. That guy had a mental problem. And one of the things about people like that is that they don't, you know, one thing before, they have mental health issues and they don't know how to respect strangers or boundaries. So you have those. So when I look at these people come around me, they exhibit the first thing of like something they could be potentially dangerous. When you see somebody don't know how to deal with strangers or don't know how to respect my name business. And then there's Michigan. You know, I was talking about Michigan. Michigan mass shooting, you know, it really, you know, it happened in 2000, I think it was 2023. You know, it really, you know, they had a shooting in Michigan, and then does the Michigan team get life in prison for a high school shooting? They have too many. You know, it's like if you look online, just look at Oxford High School. So he went to life, but then they had a shooting in the Michigan in 2023 at a university. You just have to be careful. That's why I said they should have a background check. Congress should pass a background check to prevent people who have mental health issues and who are criminals from getting access to guns, and they won't do it. So that's why we're having all these mass shootings. The states have mass shoot background checks. You know, I think California have background checks. They should have it for nationwide. Until Congress pass a law and the president sign it, unfortunately, the troubling factors of these mass shootings may continue. And it's been like hundreds of mass shootings in 1 year last year. The reason why I'm bringing that up in general is that it start by crazy people. Crazy people who do crazy, follow people around who they don't know, or try to harass me, press my buttons. They don't know me. They got something against me. I never talk to them. That's a sign of someone who can be potentially a possible killer or mass killer or something. That's what I say. That's why I have to keep safe. I have to keep safe. But I also have to follow boundaries. So I can't call them, but I can call them when necessary. But sometimes, you know, I was also told that there will be a time in the neighborhood that I may have to move. So I may have to move. So movement is necessary to have a peace of mind, because, you know, I could do all the things, you know, call the police, restraining orders, you know, reports. And now it's like, you know, you could do just everything right and still dealing with an unstable neighbor or unstable stranger who don't know how to respect boundaries. So sometimes it's time to move. And that's what I want to do, but I'm doing the best I can. But I think I may have burnt my bridges to the police with the calls, but it's all perfectly reasonable considering what I went through and what type of people that I'm dealing with. I don't deal with people with severe mental problems who want to come around me, follow me around in the car, and doing it to get paid by some possible drug dealer or somebody paying them to make me angry. I say that because they have drug dealers in this neighborhood. I don't hang around, or I never was involved with illegal drugs. I never got involved with a drug dealer. I never will be involved with a drug dealer directly or indirectly. I did mention when I was younger, while I was in the music, trying to be a rock star. Yes, I got around rock and roll musicians and other people who were, then, you know, somebody who was in drugs, and I suffered severe harm mentally and, you know, robbery and stuff like that. So I said, I can't hang around with negativity. Or somebody, you know, and I can't hang around with somebody with a severe handicap, severe mental illness who don't know how to stop. You know, when a lady's angry that I don't want to hang around other African Americans, I think that's racism. I mean, I like all people regardless of race, black, white, brown. There's some good black, white, Hispanic. It doesn't matter who you are. We are all equal. I believe that. But you don't tell me who to hang out with or who to be with. I consider that racism. Any type of racism is wrong. So I don't want to deal with nobody who's a KKK member, because I don't condone that, and I don't want to deal with some black militant either. I don't deal with racism. I deal with people. I'm a very liberal person, and I like people of all races and colors and creeds. I said I'm very open, but I'm not open to a criminal or to a crazy person. But I don't regret, at the same time, calling the police about these people, because these people don't have no capacity to understand boundaries and learn how to live in America as an American law-abiding citizen, rational citizen. But I have to stop because I don't want to get myself in trouble and become like them. I am not a criminal. So I have to respect the law, but I don't want to deal with somebody who don't. To ignore them would be like looking at somebody deteriorating or some sickness that persisted for a very, very long time. So I'm doing the best I can. So I have to be rational. So, and I talk about it because I'm being honest. And then I'm going to bring up this, because Spotify brought this up, and it's on Spotify. Somebody said because of my podcast, they were questioning my mental health and so on. They should not. Everything, disclaimer, everything is legal. What I say is nothing wrong with what I say. They have a rules when I'm on the podcast. I can't say anything illegal. I can't say anything that's threatening or anything that's vulgar in terms of, I can't, you know, nothing racist, nothing homophobic, nothing. You can't say that on podcasts with Spotify. So don't come at me. My mental health is fine, but I want to keep it that way. Because I can't want to deal with some psychotic person who keeps questioning who I hang out with or something. It's none of their damn business who I hang out or what work I do or what music I do or whatever. I'm a grown person. I make my own decisions. They can't be trying to tell me what to do. I'm in control of my life. But these people don't understand that basic common sense. If they can't understand basic common sense, if they're coming over here, and then the police probably say, oh, something wrong with me because they think I'm going to call or whatever. I'm not calling to violate the law, and I'm not a 911 abuser. So that's basic common sense. So I do want to move, so that's the only option. I've been here 20 years, 2-0. So it's time to go, but I don't know when because I'm poor. I had to find another, I had to get the money to buy a home. But I'm trying to be rational. And these same people be lying to police and lying to about my mental health. And the police think I'm crazy too. I got mental health. No, I do not. When you're dealing with somebody who followed me around in the car questioning me or telling me where to work or what lifestyle to have, I should be with a woman, all that, that's insane in itself. Especially in this day and age in 2023 with all these anti-hate laws and freedom of expression. And we got gay marriage everywhere. So they should not be trying to infuse homophobia or racism or any type of craziness on me. Now they know more about mental health because they got that CARE law to put crazy people who are on the street harassing other people. And these people are it or live in the neighborhood and they can't mind their business. Then they got psychosis. It also includes anybody, you know, and when they say, some of these people say from Buffalo, Buffalo is off limits unless I know them directly. But Buffalo, I mean, come on. I haven't been in Buffalo in 30 years. Why was he talking about Buffalo? Then it could be the police. I don't have no criminal record. So I ain't calling. I just received the call. I'm trying to respect the law, and I do follow the law. Because I don't want to be labeled no criminal. Especially being a black person, when a black person, they think a black person is a criminal, yeah, automatically, you know, racial profiling can happen. And these racist people who were saying, questioning why I'm living here and so on, they would love to see me go to jail because they're racist. They're racist and religious zealots. They act like they're living in 1940. And, you know, they're going to deal with a hate crime sooner or later because I have to follow the law, too. So I have to be respectful of the law, but I have to protect myself. I don't want to deal with some crazy person who target me by following me around the car or saying crazy things at me all the time, or because I'm black, I'm a genius or whatever. They can't, you know, I don't know them. They're a drug addict, they're alcoholic, they got something wrong with them mentally. Stay away unless I talk to them. Then on the other side of the coin, I don't want to put myself in the category of being called crazy because I called the police to question about this, and then they thinking something could be wrong with me, and these same people making up stories to them about me at the same time. And that's not fair either when I'm trying to take care of myself and protect myself and do rational things, because when a stranger or somebody, I know how to, you know, respect strangers, and I know a lot, most strangers know how to respect me. I don't want some stranger who I lived next door 20 years ago or next door who keep coming over here over 20 years and still trying to harass me because they don't like me going to law school. They don't like me. I mean, jealousy is no excuse for insanity. So I have to be sane. I have to be aware, and I have to follow orders. There are laws and rules, and I have to follow them too. And that's all I need to say on this topic. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.